This is Russell Price, Jr., and we're here every Wednesday, Talk Radio. It's all about you. It's all about you. You can call in 347-637-1577 and talk about anything you like to talk about. You can talk about your business. You can talk about relationships. You can talk about politics. It's all about you. We do this every Wednesday from 7 to 8. I'm the publisher of BeThereMagazine.com, Washington's premier online magazine. It can tell you where to go, who to call, and how to get there. Be There Magazine is Washington's premier magazine. I want you to check that magazine out. You want to know where to go, who to call, and how to get there? All the events are listed right there on Be There Magazine. And we also tell you about business. We tell you about inspirational events. It's all there. But tune in every Wednesday from 7 to 8 on Talk Radio. All about you. All about you. Caller, you on there. Go ahead. Caller, you on there. BeThereMagazine.com. Money, money, money. Everybody's talking about money. Everybody's worried about money. How do we get money? Bad things with it. Be there, you on the air. You on the air right now. Caller, you on the air. Caller, you on the air. Go ahead. Hello. Go ahead. You on the air.
Yes. Hi. How are you, sir?
How are you? I'm doing better than good.
All right, I'm loving that. Thank you for having us.
It's all about you. Talk.
Okay.
Tell me who you are. Tell me what you're doing.
Well, hello. My name is Deborah Hartnett, and I'm with Deborah Hartnett International, and we're excited to be on the call. We thank you for the opportunity to share what our business does. Our focus is women in business. We have an organization online called The Professional Black Woman. You can find us at theprofessionalblackwoman.com. Or visit us at DeborahHartnett.com. Our motto is helping you design your future. We help take your business from A to Z. If you have a special project, if you have a book, or if you have a new concept that you'd like to bring from the beginning stages to the vision stage, that's what we're here to help you do. We help you brand, we help you market, and we help promote you. And I'd like to thank you for that opportunity to share. Again, I'm Deborah Hartnett with Deborah Hartnett International. You can please visit us at Deborah Hartnett, and that spells DeborahHartnett.com. Our phone number is 1-800-493-0339. And we also like to let you know that we have an upcoming event. We have a webinar university on theprofessionalblackwoman.com, and we're so excited that our webinar university kicks off on July 14th. We have none other than Dr. Anita Davis Defoe. She's an expert in the field of human resource management. She has more than 20 years in business, and she's been featured in Essence Magazine, Black Enterprise. She's internationally traveled and known. She's an author, a columnist, and a radio host, and also a member of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority. She is conducting a seminar called Turning Your Passion into Profits, How to Stop Treating Your Business Like a Hobby. If you'd like to learn more about this, please visit the Professional Black Woman, that's singular, M-A-N, .com, theprofessionalblackwoman.com, or again, reach us at 1-800-493-0339. Thank you so much.
Well, tell them more about what's a webinar. What is a webinar? You got to, you know, you said a lot. You said a mouthful.
I said a mouthful. I know you have
a whole
so many
mouthful,
other callers.
You talked a lot about your business because it's all about you. So we want to find out what exactly is a webinar. Give some more information about a webinar.
That is a great question. Don't want to assume that everyone knows what we're talking about. A webinar is an online seminar. And we at theprofessionalblackwoman.com have started the university just as you, if you will, some of the other higher institutions out here have online university classes available for working adults, professionals. Well, we know that our audience are particularly women who have careers, perhaps, who have children, who have families, who have husbands, other obligations that would not allow them to perhaps get a babysitter or perhaps reschedule things. This allows a person to be in the comfort of their home or in their office and to actually be able to get and gain the knowledge without having to today drive back and forth, especially with people having concerns with gas and traffic and all those things. So Webinar University is the latest thing here. And it gives that person an opportunity, like I said, to network and to also gain the necessary knowledge they need to make their business continue to be profitable.
So how often do you do the webinars?
We have a series that starts there, two-week courses, 90-minute sessions. You have two classes, each 90 minutes, and we have them starting every other week. So once we'll do 2 weeks and then a break. And then we'll start back up in a week. So if you visit theprofessionalblackwoman.com, you'll be able to find more information. As a matter of fact, our web assistant is loading the information this evening.
Well, how long have you been in business? How long has this existed?
I've been in business for 20 years for myself in various industries, from real estate to finance and event planning and network marketing.
So you've been around a long time. You know about
that. I've been around a long time, yes, and I've had the fortune to learn to actually, you know, do very well in business, to earn and be able to sustain and have a very nice living with residual income. So now it's time to really share and impart to others. You know, when you think about it, we have not been taught how to be a business owner. Most of our education is centered around working for someone, which nothing is wrong with that. It's just that it's more, you know, to the mindset when you start going into business for yourself. And that's what we are there to help people understand, that you first have to adapt that mindset of a business owner. You know, just for example, we've got the great holiday coming up, Independence Day, but if you work for yourself, that doesn't necessarily mean that you are not going to be doing something for yourself, for your business. When you are employed for someone, we automatically think about, oh, well, you know, I have this time off. When you're working for yourself, it's totally different.
Oh, when you work for yourself, you're truly always, always involved with your business. You really don't take off from your business. Your business is you. You got to eat, sleep, drink your business. You have to be hungry. You have to want to know and you have to care about your business, and you have to live your business. You have to be your business. You said something earlier about passion, turning business into your passion. Tell us more about that.
Yes, Mr. Price. Actually, it's our webinar series. The first one is actually turning your passion into profits, how to stop treating your business like a hobby. And, yes, that goes back to that mindset that we were just sharing about, because when people go into business, they normally don't take it as seriously, as you said. They're not eating and sleeping. They're very concerned. I had one of my clients who is all excited about her business, and we're getting ready to help launch this project that she has, and it's going to be, I mean, an awesome project for women. And her first question was, wow, where do I get this money from? Because it takes money to fund your vision. Now, God will give you that vision, but He will give you, provide the provision as well, but you've got to not be afraid to spend money for your vision. And
you have to be passionate about your business. You have to want your business. You have to believe in your business. You have
exactly.
to be about business. A lot
right.
of times we are in business, but we're not about our business. And what
Correct.
Happened is people take business as a hobby, something they're doing on the side or just doing, and then it does not become a viable business. We have to now take business as serious as we take everything that is important to us. Don't go into business with the attitude of, I'm going to make a lot of money, this is going to take off right away, but I don't have to do a lot of work. No, you have to do the work. You have to
work spend the money.
And spend the money. The money will come. If you are passionate about, if you start a business and people see that you're passionate about it, they will jump on board and make your business successful.
Yes.
That kind of makes sense?
It does. And to her point, you know, she was concerned about this. I know it'll frighten a lot of people, and probably they would. You might not have me back on, but you have to consider that lovely 401k. If that's where your money is, you know, you might have to take a second mortgage out on your house. You have to be prepared. Get in a line of credit. You have to be prepared to do those things. When you read any success book on anyone's story, they invested heavily in their vision through time.
Well, once you put your money in,
equity and
you put
money.
Your money in where your business at, you're going to work harder. You're going to take it more seriously. That's
right.
Your money.
Right. Right. That was the scripture say, where your treasure is, there's your heart also.
There's your heart also.
So, yes.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Wherever you put your treasure at, your money is where your heart's at. What you
That's
sow
right.
your seed into is where your heart is at, where your passion's at, where your desire is.
That's correct.
And business is something that you have to eat, drink, sleep, live it. You got to wake up in the morning, talk about your business, be about your business. When people see you, they should know who you are. You talked a little bit about being branded. Give us a little bit about being branded. And what is
well,
that?
Branded is definitely nothing new. It's something we've been exposed to all of our lives. If you think of commercials, you think of major brands, fast food chains, the Golden, we know Arches. All those companies, they have developed that brand, and they've put that brand in our face. We sing commercials, we sing songs. We know, we associate items with those brands. We have stories about those brands from childhood or different, adult situations. So what we have to do as individuals now in building our corporations, we have to do the same thing. You want people to be able to associate you with what your message is. And that's, in essence, what your brand is. What is it that you're promoting? What is your story? When people see your name, when people see your logo, what do you want it to represent? And that's what we help our clients do.
Well, that's very important, because to be branded, people should be branded. You should know who you are. When they see you coming, they should say, there's a lady who sells the pies. There's a lady who sews. There's the man who does tires. It should be known what you do by the sight of you, and then by your name. If they say your name, then people should know what you do. It took me years to brand myself. If you say Russell, they're going to say two or three things. He has the magazine. He has a talk show. He has a boutique. Well, he's a police officer. They're going to tell you those things, but people got to know what you do, who you are, and how you do your business. It's very, very important to be branded, because without a brand and without people knowing who you are, just by the mere fact that they hear your name, you haven't done your job. Glad that you called. You're on the air. You're welcome to stay on the air. We have another caller up, because our number here is 347-637-1577. Caller, you're on the air. Tell me what you about. It's all about you.
Hi, my name is Robin McLean, and I've been branded as Sweet Bobby's Cake Creations. So when people see me, they think the best cakes in town. How you doing, Russell?
I'm doing better than good, and I'm so glad you called, because we're talking about, it's all about you. You talk about people and about businesses, and you have a story. You have truly branded yourself. Tell us about your business.
Well, my business started in, 1985 when I first started a cake decorating class in North. Well, actually, it was before then. It was like 1981 I took a cake decorating class in North Carolina.
Speak
and
up
ended up moving here to Maryland, where my family is, and I was doing all of their cakes, the family birthday cakes and holiday cakes and wedding cakes, and I would do them as gifts because I was an at-home mom and my creativity was in my cakes. And they would not cut their cakes. They would share them with their neighbors. They would take them to work. And in time, it just grew and grew like a snowball going down a mountain, just getting bigger and bigger every year. And now I do cakes for celebrities, and I do cakes for radio talk show hosts, and do cakes for, gosh, we've done cakes for Rosa Parks for her 77th birthday.
And I was there for that. I remember that so well when you made that cake for Rosa Parks.
Mm-hmm.
That was a unique cake, and I mean, it was a special opportunity, and I got a chance to meet Rosa Parks, took a picture with her.
Mm-hmm.
But your cakes are—it's unbelievable. Give us another reason why you think you have sustained, and some other cakes or cake businesses, they come and go. What makes you so unique?
Well, what makes my cakes so unique is, number one, they taste good. And the taste brings the customers back. And on top of tasting good, you've never seen artwork like I put on my cakes. I'm an artist, so the cakes look like edible art. They look like more like oil paintings. So we do people's faces. We've done Usher when he was at Planet Hollywood with his CD cover on the cake. We've put LaVert's CD cover on a cake. We've done cakes for James Brown. We shipped a cake with his portrait on the cake. We've done, we've done the government printing office building, and it looks just like the building when people see it.
Mm.
So we actually take whatever picture that you want and recreate it into edible art on the cakes.
And that is truly an art. That is your niche, because first off, you are an artist.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody who does cake decorating does not have the aspect of being an artist. So you was drawing first before you were actually decorating cakes. Is that true?
Actually about the same. I started baking cakes when I was about 8 years old.
Mm.
And happy to say today I'm 55.
Well, you're the speed limit.
Yes, I am.
The speed limit. That's a good feeling. Isn't God good? We're in 2009. And time just flies. But look how your business has flourished. Like I said, this program here is all about you. We give people the opportunity to talk about anything they want to talk about. But when it comes to business, we don't really talk about our business enough to let people know the struggle of business, how we got to where we're at, what we're doing with our business. People sometimes see the success of a business and they believe that, oh, this was something that just took place. No, it was a struggle, and you're still in the struggle. It's not that the struggle has ended. It just gets better, but you're still accomplishing things in your craft. But your cakes, I can testify, because every time I've had a cake or you've prepared a cake for an event that I've done, or for people walk away in awe. And you also created something which is called the pre-sliced cake. Tell us about that.
Well, the pre-sliced cake came about because making cakes, cupcakes for children's parties, I was so creative with the cupcakes that each cupcake had to look identical to the last, because kids would then fight over who gets what cupcake. And it took so long to do the cupcakes that I suggested to a teacher one time that I would just pre-cut the cake on top. And then I still put little designs in every little box of cake that I pre-cut. And over time, God blessed me with the idea, well, when I told you pre-cut, I didn't mean on top of the cake. I meant underneath. And so I started pre-cutting my cakes underneath the icing. I actually cut the cake first, icing it, and then put the artwork on it. And then there's a special step you have to do, because you change the way you ice in the cake, basically. Instead of putting the top up top, you turn the top to the bottom and give it a nice flat base on the cake board. And that way, when you pre-cut, the cake doesn't fall apart.
Wow.
So that's been something that I started doing for my kids' cakes for school, number one. And then I started doing it for people who wanted portraits, because folks would not cut the cake. They would end the party, and the cake would be left whole.
Wow.
And my cakes are too good, in my opinion, to be left whole.
So when they leave the cake whole, what do you do? Take it with them and then eat it later, or what do they do with the cake?
They take it with them. They would end up taking it to church or taking it to work the next day. My son's school ordered 2 cakes to serve 200 people. They ate 1 cake, but the cake with the design on it, they wouldn't cut it. They wouldn't separate it. And even though it was pre-cut, they felt it was too pretty to separate it. So I ended up going back to Andrews Air Force Base that Monday after their prom, picking up the cake because they kept it in the freezer for me over the weekend and taking it to their school, and they served it at school on Monday.
Mm. That's interesting. So if a cake is so pretty, people have a tendency not to want to cut it.
Exactly.
They just want to look at it.
And mothers don't want to cut up their children, even though they want the children's faces on the cakes. They don't want to take a knife through it.
that's very interesting. I never thought about that, though. So the cake can be so pretty that a person would say, I don't want to cut this cake. I just want to look at it. You know. Now, what about wedding cakes? Are you, is that still a big draw?
That is a huge business. A huge part of my business is wedding cakes.
Wedding cakes.
And my business card says, have your cake and eat it, too.
Mm.
And today, a lot of wedding cakes are pretty to look at, but they don't taste good.
Right.
And my cakes, from the icing all the way down to the last drop of cake, 2 or 3 days later, is still good.
Wow. The cake business is a thing that has really jumped around, but the cake business is always going to be around. People are going to always want to eat cake. Tell me where you see the cake going.
Well, I don't see an end in sight for what I do with the cakes because, as you said, no matter what the economy is, whether they're getting smaller cakes or just a special cake every once in a while, they're going to still eat cake. My business has thrived during this time, and I've gotten more customers, and my regular customers have stayed with me for the last 27 years. I'm now doing cakes for their children and doing wedding cakes for their children now. And now their children are bringing their friends over. So
it goes on and on and on.
It just goes on and on because the kids doesn't want to get a cake from anyone but Miss Robin because they know my cakes. My daughter, she's now 23, but when she was 2 years old, we were going to a family reunion. I was decorating a little zoo design with animals on it for the family reunion because we were going to the zoo. And she wanted to eat a piece of the cake before we left. And I told her, no, let's wait until we get to the family reunion. So as soon as we got there, she started asking for a piece of cake. And I, of course, went to hugging and kissing families and friends. And my family kept hearing her ask for cake and just gave her some generic cake from one of our other relatives so that they wouldn't have to cut mine right away. She took a bite of the cake, Russell, and she spit it out. They had a fit because this child knows her mother's cake.
So she knew it was not your cake.
Yes. And
she
spit it out.
Right. Well, your cakes are very unique taste. Give out your information, your website, your information. Give it out again so people can know exactly how to get in touch with you.
Okay, my website is www.sweetbobbies.com. And you can also get us an article about us on the Gazette, www.gazette.net. You click on Prince George's for Prince George's County and then type in Sweet Bobby's Cake Creations. And you'll get
and on your website, they can see some of the pictures of your cake.
Oh, yeah, there are pictures of my cakes on the website. If you have Facebook or MySpace, you can pull up additional pictures on those spaces. Just /, and then type in Sweet Bobby's Cake Creations after you go onto the site.
Give us an example, because the caller was talking about being branded, and she has a business definitely catered to women, and you're a woman in business. Tell us a secret about how you made yourself branded. Because if you say Sweet Bobby, people know who you are. What secret can you give to the callers out there or the listeners out there of how you branded yourself?
Well, number one, making the best cakes. That's number one. Because I remember you told me in the past, Russell, your cakes are so pretty, you could have somebody else make the cakes and you could just decorate them. And I told you then, people want my cake, they don't want somebody else's cake.
Mm-hmm.
Because my number one, my cakes are also healthier for you. And that's a big part of my branding, that people, when they talk about my cakes, know they're getting a healthier cake. It's low fat, low cholesterol, and then we do vegetarian cakes for people who don't eat wheat and don't eat white flour or white sugar.
That's interesting.
Carrot cake or sweet potato cake, and they taste good. We have a whole community of people that just get those.
They get the cake
the healthier vegan cake,
mm-hmm. right? Yeah, cake is something that people look at and they know it's not really good for you, but it just tastes good. They want the cake, you know. People want cake, you know. They know that it's a treat for them. A lot of people get a piece of cake, and children. Why do you think children love cake so much?
Well, it's the sugar. Sugar's very addictive.
But they have sugar in all other kind of things. I mean, cookies mm-hmm. but you very seldom find a young child that does not want to have cake.
Well, and they're picky too. They want good cake. You know, they get excited when they get a good tasting cake. Because as I said, I have some children who've been getting their cakes from me since they were babies, and they're still getting my cakes at 18, 20 years old.
Mm.
Because they've tasted other cakes, of course, over the period. But when it comes time for having their birthday, they want a Sweet Bobby's cake.
They want a Sweet Bobby's cake. Sweet
Bobby's. And my business cards have two little gingerbread people on it. People do not throw away my business card.
No, your business card is unique.
Mm-hmm.
You know, your business card is unique. What is the most, I guess, busiest season for you? Is it Christmas, New Year's, holiday? What's the most busy season for you?
I'm actually busy all year. Mm-hmm. But, the busiest time would be Mother's Day. Mother's Day is also graduation period. Father's Day is really busy. I just had a huge week for Father's Day.
Mm.
But it's also a graduation weekend also. And Valentine's Day is a great week.
Oh, yeah, Valentine's Day. You
we
have to have a cake.
Special little heart-shaped cakes that are individual cakes because you have to give your mom a Valentine's Day gift and grandma and the girlfriend and the best friend,
mm-hmm.
whatever. And so you need two or three, four cakes. And so we make little miniature heart-shaped cakes with flowers on them for Valentine's Day.
And there's nothing like a homemade cake, a cake that people make, that you make, like you say, an actual cake that has been made, especially for you, is more pride in it, and people take that more seriously. I mean, they look at that and say, hey, wait a minute. I really like this fact that this cake is being made for me. You know, they like the fact that they make the cake for themselves.
Plus, what my brides like most about my cakes is that I build the wedding cakes right there on site.
You bring the cake to the location and build it on site.
I actually ice in it and decorate it on site. I need an hour and a half to 2 hours, according to how big the cake is, and I completely ice in it and decorate it on site.
Wow!
And I also take samples with me because people that are watching, the caterers, the DJs, or whatever, whoever's watching, they're smelling how good the cake is and drooling. So I always take samples so they can sample. And that also increases my clientele.
Wow. So where do you see Sweet Bobby in the future? Where is Sweet Bobby going in the future?
Well, I actually love what I do. And I'm, as I said, getting older, I see me still baking cakes at 80 years old.
Oh, wow.
I keep myself in good health. I keep my fingers working. And eventually, if I'm in a shop one day, hopefully near a metro stop or something, I will not only have healthy cakes, but maybe a healthy lunch.
Mm.
You know, a little lunch county, a little gift area. But still keeping it very family-oriented. Because my customers, they're like my extended family. They know they can call me anytime, even late. I've gotten calls the night before they need a cake, because sometimes you don't think about you need it until the last minute. And if I have it baked and icing made, they know they'll get a cake the next day.
Next day, wow.
Or if the husband forgot, oh, I forgot it was my wife's birthday. I need something real quick, Robin. I'll pull it together for them. We also do cakes for restaurants. Peaches is one. They refer their customers to me.
So your cake is in certain restaurants now?
Well, they actually order it for private parties.
For private parties, okay.
Yeah. I don't do, say, German chocolate or pineapple upside down or coconut cakes and things like that you would see at restaurants. But for a private party where they want something very personal, We do those. And also places like Newton White Mansion, the Banquet Hall, PG Ballroom, Middleton Hall down in Southern Maryland, JC's down in Southern Maryland. They all refer me. Even have the Holiday Inn refer me down in Upper Marlboro and also in Waldorf. And the Crown Plaza in D.C. just called me this year to ask if they could refer me to some of their clients.
Well, this has been truly interesting. It's all about you. This is every Wednesday from 7 to 8. You can call in. The number here is 347-637-1577. People need to discuss their business or things that are happening in their life. They need to discuss what's going on in the world. Whatever fancy you can call up on Wednesdays and talk about anything that you want is call. It's all about you. BeThereMagazine.com is a fantastic avenue to let people know where to go, who to call, and how to get there, what businesses to support. We have different venues on Be There Magazine. You can go to the nightlife page. You can go to the inspirational page. There's so much things happen at churches. How are churches responding to your cakes, Bobby?
Oh, the churches, gosh, they get all types of cakes from baptism cakes to vacation Bible school cakes or choir day cakes. We put choirs on cakes. We do crosses. We do doves. We do scripture. We do open Bibles. We've just done all kinds of things for churches. They have a special hat day. We design some cakes that look like hats. Just all kinds of things. It's been a real pleasure meeting all the different people that have become Sweet Bobby's customers and become part of the Sweet Bobby's family.
You've been in business how long now?
We've been in business since 1987.
87.
So 22 years.
22 years.
I started full-time then soon, 2 years after my daughter was born, and she'll soon be 24. And I actually started decorating cakes when my son was 3. I started a cake class in North Carolina. And I was baking cakes already. I was drawing already, but I hadn't put the two talents together. And I had told God I needed something where I could make some extra money, and I was doing tailoring. I used to make people's clothes and tailoring work. And he slipped the cake business in on me, and I had to make a decision whether I was going to be a designer or to be a cake baker.
And the cake business just took over.
It took over completely. I didn't think that I was going to be going in business when I took the cake class. I wanted to make good cakes for my children, something that they'd remember. And now I'm making cakes that people remember all over the world. We even ship cakes out of town. We ship cakes to Vegas, to Chicago. We ship cakes to Florida. And actually, Canada is on our list this year. We ship a cake to Canada.
So you will ship a cake out. I mean, you will ship a cake through the mail, then people can get
the
cake.
Yes, we can do it overnight. It'll get there between 12 and 3 the next day, except if it's going to Canada.
Okay.
Canada.
So they can order the cake off your website?
They can only order through my phone number, 301-773-1369. It's Sweet Bobby's cake number, 301-773-1369.
Right.
Because I have a website and everything, but I don't get to sit much because you cannot sit and bake.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot sit and decorate. So my son treated me to the websites and the information that's on the website. He's a paralegal in the military. He's in Iraq right now.
Oh, wow.
And doing well. Yes, so as a thank you for helping him to be all that he can be, he put together the website for me.
Oh, great. Mm-hmm. So it's truly like a family-orientated business, a family business that's been supported by family, your extended family, which is the mm-hmm. business that people have bought the cakes over the years. I'm very familiar with Sweet Bobby's. I can testify that it is an excellent cake. It is a cake beyond cake. If you ever had the opportunity to taste her cake, not only she put the love and the what I call the skills and the aspiration of making a cake, the taste is phenomenal. And people, they remember that cake, but they remember you and they remember your work. And that's what we're talking about earlier, branded. Is the caller still on the air about the branded, about the business, and about the webinar? Is she still there? Or she may have left already. But she was talking about earlier about being branded and about making your name a household name.
Hello.
Yeah, hello. Go ahead. Are you still there?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Talk to Sweet Bobby. This is Sweet Bobby, and tell her who you are.
Hi. I am so excited. I've written your information down. I'm Deborah Hartnett, and I will be calling you.
Hartnett?
Yes, Hartnett.
Okay. Very nice to meet you.
Yeah, likewise. You got me hungry over here for a cake.
Well, once you taste my cake, you won't want anyone else's.
I believe it. I believe it. I love your confidence.
Thank you.
Well, we have two powerful women on the line right now who are both women are in business and both women are hungry about their business. Robin says she's been in business over 22 years, but she's still passionate about her work. How do you keep the enthusiasm going in your work? I mean, you know, the enthusiasm in your business that you have, Robin, how do you do that?
Well, the enthusiasm stays there because I feel so blessed that God has given me something so wonderful to do, to be able to connect with people in such a positive way. And I used to be a little frustrated with all the dishes I had to wash, or frustrated that because I like to cook things from scratch, that it took so long to do it. And then God blessed me with the thought that, you know, if you didn't have all these dishes to wash, you'd be making less money. So I say, thank you, God, for the dishes. And,
oh, yeah,
you know,
it's all about attitude.
See the blessing in everything. And he made a way possible for me to raise two wonderful young people and be involved in their lives. And I wanted to raise two good citizens. My son is in the military, and my daughter is pursuing her career in the service field. So, you know, everything is good. And the blessing for me is to thank God by getting up ready to work every day.
Oh, without a doubt. When you see the fruits of your labor come to fruition, and you see what you have done to give back or to give what I call information, that's what I do. God has blessed me with the power to give information. Information is power. To enlighten people, to understand where things are, how things work, this business situation now, if we don't promote ourselves and let people know what we do, then we won't be around. The internet is an awesome vehicle. That's why I create these talk shows. We have three talk shows. We have a talk show every Monday. It's called Motivational Mondays. And you call up, and we have advertisers who advertise on Be There magazine. They call up on Monday and network and promote a business on the promotional aspect of Be There magazine. It's Motivational Mondays. We also have on Wednesday, we have It's All About You. And anyone can call up and talk about anything that they want because it's all about you. And on Saturday mornings from 10 to 11, we have Today's Relationship Show. That talks about relationship issues from a male perspective. We talk about things that men do in relationships to not only string women along, but to make relationships not work. And then we talk about things that can make relationships work. But it's a beautiful format because it talks about things that people don't normally have an opportunity to discuss. So that's the opportunity we create those three shows. And the website, you can go on the website every day. We have over 200, sometimes 500. When the inauguration was here, we had over 1,000 hits a day. People want to know where to go, who to call, how to get there. There's so many things happen in the Washington metropolitan area that if we don't get the information out, we miss it. Just give you a perfect example. Marion Barry, they had a sighting or a viewing of a preview of his movie, his documentary that's coming out in August on HBO at the AFI Theater in Silver Spring, The Nine Lives of Marion Barry. The place was packed, I mean, with 300 to 400 people, but very few African Americans were there. A lot of them maybe didn't know about it or they did not attend. But without that information being disseminated, they would have never known. Does that kind of make sense?
Yes, it does.
Right, yeah, that's, it was amazing to me. You can go to Be There magazine and see the whole event, the Nine Lives of Marion Barry, when Oprah was in town. She was in town last week for Dr. Dorothy Height's birthday party. It was a wonderful turnout, though. They had over 2,500 people there. But still, a lot of people didn't know Oprah was, her and Gail was in town for that event. Those are the kind of things you can get from BeThereMagazine.com. Anything that's happening in this city, Obama was at the convention center last Friday night. I mean, he was right at the convention center. I mean, they had a black tie dinner there, and it was well attended. But if you don't know it's coming, you won't be able to attend, or you don't know what's going on. So that's what Be There Magazine is about, and that's what we try to do as far as the talk shows are concerned. You know, any comments you want to do before we close out?
Well, my comment would be to thank all my many customers and so that have become family members of the Sweet Bobby's cake business, to thank them for their support over the years and their continued support, and that I will be working every day to create something wonderful for them.
What about people who are interested in baking or cake recipes? Do you have any type of recipes or things that you – any books coming out? What about a book? What about a Sweet Bobby's book? Is that coming out down the future?
There is a possibility. That is a possibility. But my book, the book that I'm working on, is just a book on taking better care of yourself and being healthier and learning to take, as I said, learning to take better care of yourself and eat healthier, eating more live foods and maybe
what's more live food? Give me what do you mean by eating more live food?
Eating more fresh fruit and more fresh vegetables, preferably uncooked, because an uncooked state is doing your body much, but it does your body better to eat healthier fresh foods, your apples, your pears, your tomatoes, and also encourage you to grow some of those things yourself, especially tomatoes. Have a little salad garden every summer. And you don't need but two or three tomato plants. You don't have to have a huge garden to eat a little bit healthier.
So you can go out and put a little bit in your backyard, a little vegetable garden. So Michelle Obama's got the right idea by putting a little vegetable garden in the White House.
Exactly. You've never tasted a tomato until it's grown in your own backyard.
It's another whole dimension of eating vegetables.
Well, the taste is so much better. And even if you just get it from a roadside gardener, it's going to taste better than anything you get at the grocery store.
Mm. So you encourage people to eat more live food
yes.
that's not been processed, not been cooked, more vegetables, more fruits. What about meats? What kind of meat should we be
eating? Well, you should be eating especially more seafood, more fish in general, because your fish has vitamin E. And vitamin E helps your body to take in more oxygen. And cancer cannot live where there's oxygen. So if you're eating fish two or three times a week, your possibility of even getting cancer is less likely. Because vitamin E from the fish oil helps you to breathe deeper. And also practice breathing deeper. We're all in such a rush to get where we're going every day that we forget to breathe deep. And if you just take a few minutes out of your day and just focus on breathing and holding the air into your lungs for like a count of 5 or 10 and then blowing it out and doing that like 10 or 15 times.
What about
that
exercise?
That also helps to extend your life. And exercise is extremely important.
Mm-hmm.
Edgar Cayce, one of my favorite writers, he was a spiritualist, he stated that men take better care of their lawnmowers than they do of their bodies. And exercise is one of the most important things to do, because if you exercise and don't eat healthy, you actually be healthier than the person who doesn't exercise but eats healthy. So exercise is extremely important.
It's a combination of things then. Exercise and health and food and attitude. Also, if your attitude's not right.
And your spirituality.
Mm-hmm.
And your spirituality is important because we're all connected. And if people realize that we're all related, that we're all connected, you can't be mean to your fellow man.
Well, meanness is something that is embedded in some people. It's a spiritual aspect of who they are. Mm-hmm. But my thing is association means something. Who you associate with means something. And if you can pick up the spirit of a mean person, why are you talking to them in the first place? You need to divorce yourself from that person immediately, you know, because they will affect who you are just by you being around them.
Well, and the thing is, we affect who they are, and what we have to remember is not to forget who we are. And number one, we're a child of God, and that God wants the best for all of his children. And the thing is, we tend to do the negative thing more so than we do the positive, because it takes focus and concentration to be kind to people, to think of others before you think of yourself.
Well, you need to give back. If you live to be, especially say a certain age, you definitely can see the beauty of giving.
Mm-hmm. Well,
because you want to give back, you want to make sure that you can live even longer.
Right, and I worked with my kids. My kids, wherever I volunteered, they were volunteers. So both mm-hmm. my children had over 300 volunteer hours before they graduated high school, and we raised money for foster care and helped with concerned foster care here in Prince George's County. Our women's club here in Cheverly, I was co-director of that, and we helped with a Christmas party for them every year for about the last 10 years for about 250 foster care children and their families every year here in Cheverly.
Wow.
We also raised money for the schools through our Santa Secret Shop program. We raised money for the seniors as well.
Well, it all comes back to you. Everything you do that's positive, that is what I call pay it forward, it all comes back to you. It's a way of the blessings come to you when you give out blessings. When you give, it comes back to you twofold. And you have been giving not only in your business but in your spirit. You have supported me tremendously. I started out with just Russell's News, and you were one of the first people to even advertise. I remember just, you're talking about people calling you up for a cake, and you were there. I call you for an ad, and you were there. I mean, you're talking about, I wouldn't be where I'm at today, quiet as it's kept, if it wasn't for people like you. You were there when it was just two pieces of paper called Russell's News. And now it's a viable online magazine. We were there. We put Obama on the front cover of the four-color glossy back in 2006 before anyone knew who Obama was. But all that was possible because of your support to the business that I created, and I really appreciate that from the bottom of my heart.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome.
The next caller, you're still there as well as the women's group. I want to say something, let you say something toward the end about your business. Are you still there?
Yes, I was on mute there. Had a little background noise here, this presentation.
Okay.
Yes, thank you. I tell you, I've definitely learned a lot from both you and Ms. Bobby. And definitely as well would like to thank everyone that has supported my company as well, all of the learning experiences that I've gained, so many beautiful mentors in my life. So I'm very appreciative of that as well. And I love the whole aspect of total mind, body, and soul. We have to eat right. Mm-hmm. Most of our challenges that we face today comes from our diets, and a lot of people don't realize if we just change, sometimes just subtle changes, we can see a big difference in our health. So we're very much in agreement to what you have to share.
So no more pork chops, no more candy and no more collard greens.
No, collard greens. Collard greens are very good. But moderation is the key, you know.
I was listening to Red Fox. I got a video from Red Fox not too long ago, and he was in Las Vegas, and he was doing this particular his little stick, And so he came out, smoking a cigarette, and he was talking, and somebody says, "Do you eat pork? How could you eat pork? How could you do that?" And he looked at the audience. He said, "Very well, with some candy yams, some potato salad, and some oil and vinegar on the side." He said, "I eat it very well." You know, I mean, that was the thinking that we had back then. You know, we felt we could eat anything. And
right.
Now we can't. You know, what now we know we can't. We cannot. We have to take better care of ourselves. Just to be, you get past a certain age for an African American man. You get past 50. If you can get to 60, you know, you're pretty much, you beat the odds. But if you can get to 70, then you can coast to 80. You know, my mother's 85 years old, but she's in excellent health. You know, she's enjoying her house. She travels. She does everything. She's, you know, I mean, I saw her Mother's Day. It's phenomenal, but it's because she eats like a little bird. She eats certain little things. She's not, you know, she's a little teeny woman. You know, she's not, you know, she don't have any weight on her, and she walks. She still takes the bus to go see her friends in nursing homes. She's active. She's active in a church, and she has a spirit of just being blessed and truly a woman of God. But everybody does not have that. You know, you have people who are in their 70s got to have walkers. You follow what I'm saying?
Right.
They have to have a walker. So it means something when you see people who have took care of themselves at a letter. I always admire the deacons in the church. Older guy who was in his 80s with his little hand behind his back with the glove, and he's standing there the whole time the service is going. I can't stand there the whole time the service is going. I'm going to sit down somewhere. So the bottom line is people take care of themselves. They really do.
Honey, I have talked to my 104-year-old neighbor tonight.
Wow.
She calls me every couple of days. This woman's mind is sharp.
Mm.
She does her puzzles every day.
Mm.
And that's another thing you have to do. You have to use your mind or you lose it.
Right.
Right.
She's 104.
She's 104, and she's in wonderful shape.
You need to go by and talk to her and get your little digital camera and just videotape her, man, and just talk to her every day. Like you say, whatever she say needs to be on tape. I mean, I'm talking about, you know, the new modern technology they have now, the digital camera, is the most phenomenal thing you ever want to see in your life. You get you an 8-megabyte SD card, you can do 5 hours of video. You follow what I'm saying? Just with your little digital camera. So somebody like her, man, if I knew her, I would be sitting down with her on a daily basis, man, just letting her talk. Because I'm quite sure she knows a lot of things, you know, a lot of things that is inside her head that she could actually share with people. And it's just amazing, you know, 104.
Yeah.
That's serious. There's no air in that to be 104 years old.
Oh, yeah, that means she's done something right.
Oh, yeah, she's done something extremely right, you know.
A lot of things right.
A lot of things right. You're about 104 and you're still talking and walking, you know, that's good. That's serious. You know, give us your name of your company again, though. What's the name of your company again?
It's Deborah Hartnett International, and our organization is the ProfessionalBlackWoman.com.
The ProfessionalBlackWoman.com.
Correct.
That's a serious name, the ProfessionalBlackWoman.com.
That's yes.
That's your attention right there, because all those women who are, you have a good database of women, right?
Yes, we have over 700 members, international, and like I said earlier, we want to make sure you're part of our organization. We want you to be able to network and gain profits. That's our whole purpose. If you're part of our organization, we want you to say, yes, I made money. Yes, I increased my profits, but you have to make sure you network.
Right.
It's not something you want to just join and not participate, not navigate through the site and get to know other ladies on the site. We also have free conference calls that we do, and like I mentioned earlier, our webinar series as well, and our annual conference.
We're going to have something on the 16th of July. We had one on June 11th. We do it once a month at various locations, and we're going to be at this place called The Policy. We were there last June 11th. We were there that Thursday. We're going to be there on July 16th. It's called Policy. It's at 1405 14th Street. 14th and T. It's at 14th and T Street. But I'm encouraging you to come out there. Bring your business cards. Just network completely. Let people know who you are, what you do. It's sponsored by the magazine. We had over 400 people attend the last one, and this one's going to be probably even bigger. It's an opportunity to meet people hands-on and let them know what you do. If you missed the last one, you can go to Be There Magazine, click on the policy. You'll see all the pictures, all the people that were there. You'll see the network and opportunity that you can take advantage of on the 16th of July. On July 18th, we'll be at Barry Fletcher's. He's having an event at his mansion over in Prince George's County, and I'm inviting you to come to that also. Bring your business cards, network, and promote your business. You want to meet, like you say, meet Robin in person, meet yourself in person. Everybody wants to see each other. It's one thing hearing you on the radio or getting the website, but it's nothing like seeing the person in person. I always say when you're on site and you see someone up close and personal, it's even better. So mark those dates for you, the 16th of July at Policy. Come out and go to the website, BeThereMagazine.com. Click on all the different links, the different pages. If there's something that you need to know about or it's not on Be There, if you have somebody that's having something, we can advertise and promote the event. If you know someone who is wanting to promote their business, we have specials that they can advertise their business along with the link to their website. You can also do so you can do a lot of things. So make sure that you come out, okay?
Very good.
Mm-hmm. And I really appreciate it. BeThereMagazine.com. It's all about making money. We say making money is what it's about. OJ's. This song came out long, long, long time ago, but it's still prevalent today. Sweet Bobby, I want to thank you for coming on board.
Thanks, Russell.
I'm looking forward to seeing you, looking forward to tasting some more of the cake that you make. And I will definitely have you on BeThereMagazine.com. You got an open invitation, so I'm going to make sure that you're on. Now that your website is up and running, I've been trying to get you on. We're going to link you immediately. So tomorrow, you'll see your website link on BeThereMagazine.com.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you. How to make money. How to get money. How to be profitable. How to make sure your business survives. Networking is the number one key. Go to BeThereMagazine.com. Give us your email address. Become a member today. It's free, and we will send you marketing tips every single week. We will make sure that you have everything you need to promote and advertise your business. See us every Monday with Motivational Monday talk show. And also on Wednesday, it's all about you. And on Friday, we will be out promoting businesses for you. And on Saturday morning, you can get up and talk relationship talk with me. My new book is out also. Is He Your Man or Is Your Head in the Sand? Straight talk, no chaser. Information you can use immediately. You can order the book right there on BeThereMagazine.com. Click on Relationship. Click on Is He Your Man or Is Your Head in the Sand? And you can buy that book immediately. Almighty dollar. Let's make some money. Let's make some money together. Let's be prosperous prospects. Go to the Prospect Club. Join the Prospect Club. You can send out 1,000 prospects every day for $1 a month, $12 for the year. For the love of money. I'm going to see you next Wednesday. It's all about you. talk about what you want to talk about. Give us a call next Wednesday, 347-637-1577, from 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock. All about you.